This technique is coming straight out of the Agile and Scrum world, and it's a way to perform estimation. I believe it has a strong similarity to the Delphi method, but there are some philosophical differences. So let me go through them with you right now. The first premise would be that the more time that you spend on an estimation, the less effective you become. After all, your estimation is based upon the experience that you have with the subject matter per se, and I think we agree that generally speaking, the more experience you have, the better your estimates can be. I use the phrase can be very explicitly here because there is one factor that can always affect an estimate, and that is bias. What are some of the biases we have? Let's start with cultural bias. In certain cultures, people are not happy if the estimate is not as exact as possible. The fact is, though, that it's not always possible, and the idea here is that it's not necessarily practical either. Another cultural bias could be tied to whether the individual is coming from a cautious or an optimistic society. So if you're cautious, the estimate could be too conservative. If you're too optimistic, your estimate might be unachievable. Then we have historical bias. As very often, people confuse the words estimate and commitment. Have you ever ended up in the wrong side in such a situation? That will affect you for life. Now, I believe that these two biases can only be overcome by effort and not simply by utilizing a technique. Planning poker does overcome another bias, though, and that is groupthink. Let me explain the game so that you have a better idea of what I mean here. First, we need to be able to perform what we talked about in Business Analysis 101 called analogous estimation. We use something else as a basis for our judgment. So you could either have a pack of cards that you use for this purpose, or you might have this as an application on everyone's mobile phones. Or you could have people hold up numbers behind their heads so that nobody else can see your estimate. Here we're assuming that your group knows the material so they can actually judge. In this example, I'm purposely going to avoid any agile terms that I think will just make things confusing. So let's call this person the facilitator. Facilitator raises an item that needs to be estimated, and it will be based on a user story, the means of documenting requirements we covered earlier in this course, right? So the facilitator asks the group how much work it will take to complete the task. And they will start the request with, if this requirement is a 2, how much do you think this one is? And the people go ahead and vote. So they'll vote and you review the results with the team. Very often you'll find that the majority will have a rough agreement, and then you'll have others that are extreme views. Extreme to the rest, that is. So do you say that they're extreme and majority rules? No. They have reasons for voting as they did, and we need to understand why. Maybe they have experience that the others don't, so their feedback is invaluable. Maybe they have one of the biases I described in the beginning of the video lecture. We still have to deal with that as well, and that can really take time. Here the group is empowered to make what they think the estimate is without outside interference, and they also make a commitment with their estimate, so we need to find closure. The fact is, though, that the issue is really no longer with the estimate, but it's something more deep-seated. If you've never tried this method, and especially if you're not involved with software development, I challenge you to give this technique a try and would be very keen to hear about your experience. Happy playing. Thanks.